Next question is, let's see, this is Dante, D-O-N-T-E, Winbush, W-I-N-B-U-S-H. Date of birth is 3/31/80. He's a 44-year-old gentleman with extensive history of diabetes since childhood. He's a type 1 insulin-dependent diabetic. He lives with his family. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He used to work for Sears as a shipment leader at one time, but he's not able to work at this time. He suffers from severe neuropathy, diabetes, gastroesophageal reflux, depression, and anxiety, and hypertension, period. His last A1C was at 9.0. Surgery, no recent surgery except for colonoscopy, allergy, none. They did find some polyps in his colon that had been removed. COVID immunization is up to date. Family history, mom died of MVA, dad he doesn't want to talk about. Review of system, he has lost a few pounds. He has severe leg pain. He's on Norcord to control his pain. He related to his neuropathy. He has kidney issues, depression, anxiety, gastroesophageal reflux, as I mentioned. His O2-side is an exam. O2-side is 98%. His pulse is 120. Respiration is 18. He's a febrile. Blood pressure is 190 over 88. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, neck, shoulder, JVD, skin shows no rash. This 44-year-old gentleman was found to be quite anxious with tachycardia. He states that it's because he's not taking enough pain medication, number one. Number two, neuropathy. Number three, diabetes and insulin. Number four, gastroesophageal reflux. Number five, his last A1C was at 9. Next one is long-standing history of diabetes with severe neuropathy. Next one is anxiety. Next one is not suicidal. Next number, I've discussed pain medication with Dante and the fact that he probably needs to find a pain specialist to get on the right pain medication and try other medication to control his symptoms, including Lyrica and or Neurontin in the future. Thank you. Medication list was provided on a separate sheet of paper. Thank you.